Here's another challenge facing immigrants who move from one country to another, getting recognition for the education they received back home. That's a case for a young Syrian man who's just been granted asylum in Belgium. The World's Jeb Sharp met him in Brussels.
So just tell me your name.
My name is Youssef Kamand.
It was pretty humbling meeting Youssef Kamand. I didn't realize when he suggested we meet at a Starbucks in a Brussels train station that he would have to travel 3 hours to get there. It gave me a sense of the boredom and isolation he feels at the refugee center where he lives near the French border, and his desire not to miss a possible opportunity.
I keep all day and all night on my telephone or my laptop, digging on internet, searching for house, for scholarships, for universities.
Kamand is 25. He graduated from the University of Aleppo last year. Amazingly, it's still operating. He comes from a professional family in Syria, and when he was a student, he ran his own graphic design business, teaching software like AutoCAD and Photoshop, and helping students with projects and entrance exams. He used the profits to finance his journey to Belgium. His plan now is to pursue a master's degree in architecture, but first he'll need a Belgian university to accept his Syrian degree.
Do you know that I'm ready to start all over again if they do not accept my degree? I'm ready to start over.
Kamand is just the sort of new citizen Belgium is looking for, educated, entrepreneurial, and driven. But despite his relief at getting asylum, he's pretty stressed. It's partly because now he has his papers, he has to find a house, which can take months, and he won't get his government stipend until he does.
I won't get anything, no ID card, no bank account, no even my payment per month after I find the house.
He's watched fellow refugees search for months, and he's braced for the same kind of rejection. He knows landlords favor Belgians with jobs over refugees without them. He wishes he could dispel their misconceptions.
They think that we were poor people and we don't have anything. Actually, the Syrian people, they had an education, they have business, their kids are in school, their wives are working, like a normal family.
Except that nothing about Syria is normal right now. Kamand left Syria because he was about to be conscripted into the military and he knew he didn't want to fight.
It's not about I'm not going to fight for my country. It's about that they are killing innocent people, both of sides. They are killing innocent people. And I don't want to be any part of that.
So he set out on the arduous journey to Europe that we've heard so much about. The chaos in Turkey, the terrifying boat ride to Greece, the blur of countries as he trekked north. None of it was easy, and some of it was painful and humiliating. And even safe in Belgium, it's been tough living in the cramped quarters of a refugee center without something useful to do with his days.
It's very boring and we have nothing to do. I have gone to the management many times. I told them that I can teach kids drawing. I'm an artist. I graduated from Faculty of Fine and Applied Arts. I can help kids. I can work. Anything. Give me anything to fill my time. Just I don't want money.
But his offers were rebuffed. Now he has his papers. He can at least put that sense of urgency toward his own future.
I wish if I can start job right away. And I don't want to take any money from the government. What I'm saying to refugees is that I want them to continue their dreams that they had in Syria. Having their own business, continue their studies. It's very important not delay those things, you know.
Kamand's dream is to open his own design company. It's a goal that seems entirely possible, given what he's survived already. But his situation sure makes you think about what it takes to start over from scratch in a new country. For The World, Jeb Sharp, Brussels.